Gospel according to Mark, chapter 4, verses 21 to 25. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. Last Sunday, the reading from Isaiah promised the light that would shine upon the darkness and free those who are engulfed in darkness. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus appears as that light which was promised. And in today's Gospel, according to Mark, Jesus is not only inviting us, but urging us to join him in bringing light to others. He tells us that we do not put a light under a bushel to be hidden, but upon a lampstand. The light is to give light to all, to proclaim to all that God's promises are to be trusted, that Jesus is the light, and we are his messengers of light. We know we can only be that light inasmuch as we are united to Jesus, our source of light. Last week on national news, there was a segment on the continued good that is coming from the tragedy of a few weeks ago when Congresswoman Giffords and 13 others were wounded and 6 persons killed in Arizona. A man playing the violin in the area where many people had brought symbols and flowers as an expression of their sorrow and support. A woman who went about the area and kept the flowers in order and disposed of the wilted flowers. A food pantry that has received thousands of dollars to purchase food for the poor. Money that was given in memory of those who suffered and died on that fateful day. These people, and no doubt many more, have given something of themselves to show their love and support for their neighbor. They have let their lamps shine for others to be encouraged and to believe that evil can and will be overcome by good. What might we be called to put on the lampstand? What are the good works that I am invited to perform today? Perhaps a good word to someone who is discouraged, an act of kindness, a contribution of time or service, of money. In the grand scheme of divine providence, what can I offer to the world as a witness to God's love and mercy? We believe our light will shine and do good because it is done in the name of Jesus, our light. And there is assurance that we will also reap a benefit from our efforts because Jesus said, "The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you." Jesus, grant us the grace to believe that we can make a difference because we are united to you. Make us a reflection of your love for others.